The council approved the project contract to Geneva Rock at the meeting earlier this month after receiving four bids to make improvements along 600 South Street in Heber. Assistant City Engineer Russell Funk explains what the improvements on 600 South are for.
This project will widen that section of roadway to a collector standard and will add curb gutter and sidewalk on the north side of that road. We will also be replacing a water line. There have been several breaks in the last couple years. And then the other thing this project does is it gets our pressurized irrigation system in central Heber expanded and extended up to our Main Street Park to get that sprinkling system fed off of our pressurized irrigation system.
The budget allocation for the project was nearly $1.8 million. However, in addition to the $1.5 million bid, costs to move existing power poles, engineering design, and a 10% construction contingency fee will place a shortfall of $132,000 on the project. The project will use road impact fee funds to cover the shortfall. 600 South is a busy thoroughfare and is used to access Wasatch High School and Heber Valley Elementary, as well as businesses in the area. As part of the project, the city would create a four-way stop at the often confusing, well-known intersection of 300 West and 600 South.
It really is one of the more unsafe intersections. We went through and analyzed, what do we do with this? We looked at a roundabout. The cost of a roundabout was about $250,000 more than what we're doing now. There were some other issues there that we thought, well, for now, let's go ahead and move forward with a four-way stop. But it does improve the intersection. It improves the through lanes. It helps people understand where they're going to go. So it is going to be a four-way stop.
Some council members expressed interest in further exploring a roundabout. Ryan Stack asked Funk if there was any way that moving forward with the roundabout made sense.
This seems like a great candidate for a roundabout because it is such a dangerous and confusing intersection. Is that a flat 250, or since, right, we're already going to have shovels in there doing things?
That was actually construction, and most of that cost was with relocating utilities. We've got some main transmission power lines that would need to be relocated through this area. That was primarily what that cost was. I do think there would be some additional cost because I think we're going to have to get some land there in that intersection in order to do that. So it would be more expensive.
Funk offered that the city could talk with Geneva about what the add-on to the project would cost, although City Engineer Bart Mumford guessed that installing a roundabout now rather than in a few years might save the city less than $50,000. Councilmember Heidi Franco also brought up a similar request, possibly extending a trail along the route as work is being done. Council and city staff agreed they had no interest in slowing a project that was ready to begin within a month. Instead, the city will explore the cost savings of doing the additional projects at the same time, as opposed to bidding the project separately in the future. Council approved the execution of the contract of the proposed bid, and work is likely to begin in the early part of March. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.